looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
Brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord, and He is over all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. We have our direction, we have our peace, we have our guidance, we have everything that we need to exist and to thrive and to make our way through this journey of life, this temporary situation, this transition period for His purposes and His plan and His will that is being done on the earth. And you and I, brothers and sisters in Christ, that are following His voice, that have submitted ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that we are under the dominion of a King, the King of Kings, the one above it all. For those of us that are on that journey, we have experienced that life that is made available in Him, and we are on that path of direction and peace, and just continuing forward in what it is that God has for us. Now, in the middle of that, yes, we're also riding this wave of what God told us was on the horizon, and now we are on it and going forward in it. And just remember back to when that word came, well over a year ago. We start talking about this publicly. Oh, wow, it was early part of 2015, we started doing the 20 on 20 prayers with Zeph. In fact, that's coming up pretty soon, you guys, so keep that on the radar, and you can pray live with us if you can get on the Spreaker feed when that comes up, but also you can listen to the podcast that same day. But we all started praying together a year and a half ago, every month, for 20 minutes. And the ramifications of just that consistent prayer, and we even talked about how this was like the persistent widow, you know, where we could continue to keep coming back before the good judge and pray and ask. And scriptures talk about what happens with that consistency. Scriptures, God encourages us to be consistent. God encourages us to continue to petition Him and to ask for things in His name so that your joy may be full. God wants you to ask. You are that element in the earth that when you pray, God moves through your prayers and changes the dynamics. And truly, it is you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that know His voice, that you are the ones that can bring things and birth things into the earth, onto the earth, at such a time as this, because greater is He that lives in you than he that's in the world. So, the fact that the greater one lives in you allows for things to come forward that trump the authority of the world system, that go above that which the world can do, and you can bring things forward that have life in them. You can bring things forward amidst a world that seeks to steal and to kill and to destroy. You can move forward with that which has life, because you're engrafted into the vine, you've been brought into the truth, you know Him, in Him you live and move and have your being, so you go forward in something else. And you don't need their system. You don't need their way. You don't need their thinking. You know, if you were back in certain times in the past, like, say, the children of Israel setting out into the desert, or Elijah going out into, you know, wilderness places, I mean, if you looked at those things from a natural mindset, if you just saw it on a natural level, you'd say, how in the world are you going to be provided for in that situation? Are you going to be protected? Are you going to be able to go through whatever it is that's on the horizon there? And yet, God made a way in the desert, streams in the desert, provision in the desert. Just God does that. Now, This is where also it's important for you to listen to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, because sometimes there's certain things that God would have you to do, but you want those to come from Him and not from your own thinking. So this is again where you just walk with Him and let Him lead and guide your thoughts, your thinking, your process, how you will relate to that which is going on in this life, your natural circumstances and situations in time. Remember Jesus, when his brothers were trying to get him to go up to the feast, they're like, you know, if you're going to be a public figure, you should do this, you should do that. And Jesus said, look, any time is fine for you guys, but I'm not going right now. And essentially he went when it was that the Father wanted him to go. There is an incredible thing to the timing of God, the timing of God, when God does certain things, and his timing is perfect. His timing is exquisite. His timing is just spot on. And sometimes when people look at things from a natural standpoint, a natural set of thinking, they will put things in a particular way, and people just want certain things to happen. But when you tap into God's way, you will actually realize the perfect timing of God in your own life, in the way that you relate to other people, in the things that will happen. There's been times where God has had me go to certain locations, certain places, and in being in a certain place in a particular window of time, I have met certain people that would be instrumental and in certain things that God wanted me to do, and likewise, I would be instrumental in certain things that they needed to happen in their own life, work, ministry, whatever it may be. And that is part of just being in step with God. I remember after the tsunami in Sri Lanka, and God had me in a particular place, and I was praying that morning, and I think I might have talked about this before on a broadcast sometime back, but I was praying in a particular place in the morning, and God told me, while I was praying, He said, I want you to get up and I want you to go. And there was this particular place He wanted me to go. Now, the religious side of who I was at the time would say, well, this is the morning prayer time that I have. This is when I'm supposed to be here. And this is what, and would have downplayed that voice of God. But God is working with us in a living, dynamic relationship. So the Spirit-led side of me knew, okay, this is God speaking. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to go. And in going to the place that God had me to go, what ended up happening in that place was I met two people that were traveling through the country at the time that were also working for a particular organization. That, you know, I met them in this location, we really hit it off, there were some things that they needed me to help them with, and there were some things that in the long run they would end up helping me with, and me and some of the skills that God would want me to have for the day and the age that I'm living in right now. Now, had I just gone with dead religion and religious programming, where this is the time where you're supposed to do this, and this is when you're supposed to do that, and the systems that we always seek to want to put in place so that we have familiarity and that we have perceived safety and security, if I would have just continued to default to that like all religion does, I would have missed what God was doing. See, here's the thing. You have to trust the way that God speaks to you. Just like I have to learn that voice of God for myself and trust the voice of God for myself. What did Jesus say? My sheep know my voice. They won't follow another. So one thing that, my gosh, they should have been teaching this from the pulpit. If they had any merit and any value at all, you should have heard this from the pulpit of wherever it is that you went to in the process of you coming out. If there was this, they should have been telling you and teaching you and coaching you on how to hear the voice of God for yourself. Not through a man, but for yourself, so that you know His voice. His sheep know His voice. They won't follow another. You need to know His voice so that you can have the instructions that you need to carry on the journey that He has you on, so that you can also fulfill the purpose for which you were uniquely born onto the earth at such a time as this. You don't need to know what I think. You need to know what He thinks. because we all receive our messages from the head. He is the head. We are the body. We are an extension of Him on the earth, but you and I have different roles. You and I have different responsibilities. You and I have different ways that God has made us. We have different talents and skills, and we're quickened in a different way. All of that is there. So for me to try to mold you into some image that is, you know, something of my design is stupid. That is foolishness. Rather, encourage people to know the voice of God for themselves and let Him lead and guide and direct them. Because when you do that, now you are giving people what they need so that they can continue on in their journey. Listen, if something is off in your relationship with God and you have a heart for truth, do you think the Spirit of Truth will not quicken you on that? If something is off in the way that you relate to Him, do you think God will not work with you on that? If you really want Him? If you are submitting to His Lordship, you think He won't speak to you about that? It's the way it's been in my life. If there's something that's been off, God will just nudge me on that. And if if I'm submitting my will to Him and praying the way that He taught me to, which is, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, here it is. I submit myself to You. You have Your way, and let's just call it like that. He'll do that. He will work with you. He will speak to you. He will encourage you. He will quicken you. He will strengthen you. He will lead and direct you. But you got to want that. And the world doesn't want that. The world turned their back on God when they went the way of the devil. The world turned their back on truth when they went that way. But they signed up to a slave system that is designed to steal, kill, and to destroy. And they signed up to it for a lot of times their creature comforts, a lot of times just so that they could avoid having any issue and they could just sort of try to get along. And it's just starting to come back to bite them. Listen, the devil doesn't like anyone, all right? The devil doesn't, even those that are just serving Him loyally and doing everything that He's telling them to do, and just they're there and they're willing to kill everybody and to just, you know, gut animals, you know, in horrible ways and sacrifice them and kill babies and do whatever. He hates them too. But he just moves people through that meat grinder. And listen, nobody that went the way of the world, first of all, none of them got out alive. One, not a single one. Two, they all end up in sorrow when they realize what they've done. Listen, if you go the way of Christ Jesus, there is peace for you. There is joy for you. There is direction for you. There's fulfillment for your time on the earth there. And you know what? Another thing that's amazing is the resources that are necessary, God will put them in your path when they're necessary. Something that God told me early on. He said, I will give you the need when it's needed. And He told me that, like, you know, back when I was a teenager, He told me that. I'll give you the need when it's needed. Now, why did I need to know that? I needed to know that because in following Christ, I had certain questions. I was like, okay, Lord, how do I do some of the things? Because You're speaking certain things into my heart. And I don't know how to do the resources on this, or I don't know how. And He just told me straight up, I will give you the need when it's needed. And I've seen the scriptures that back that up. I've seen the life experiences that back that up. And so I was like, okay, cool. I got it. So basically, that means that whatever I need, it's going to be there when I need it. And that has been the case. Throughout my journey and my path, God has given me the need when it's needed. Now, you got to trust the one you're following if you're going to put yourself out there like that. Because that means, hey, if God tells me I want you to go to Tanzania, and that's the only instruction that He gives me, well, then I just got to start making my way towards Tanzania, knowing that God will give me the need when it's needed. So when I get to Tanzania, then He will probably show me the next thing that I need to do there. Or if there's a resource that's necessary, it'll be there. That's been the way it's been, and it's been incredible. It's been awesome. It's been fun. And you know what? Your life becomes an adventure when you trust Him like that. Now, what's the way the world does it? Well, the world, they want to get it all together, get all their ducks in a row. And even then, they're full of fear. They're full of fear of what could happen, of the unknowns. The worlders are governed by fear. They live. There's a proverb that talks about that the wicked run away even when no one pursues them. I mean, they're just governed by fear. You get little sounds in the night, they're just scared. Children of God, they are in a place of peace. You know, I remember one time I was, you know, early missions days, and I remember I was staying in a pretty run-down place. You know, made it as nice as I could, but that was just what I was in at the time. And the windows in this place, now a lot of times in these spots they would have, this was in South Asia, and there was walls around these houses. And there's these little kind of narrow corridors between sometimes the house and the boundary wall. So that's sometimes how people get around, walking around. Now, it was nighttime, and I was in my place, and I remember the windows that were there, they weren't blacked out windows, and they weren't clear. They were kind of like this sort of translucent glass, like sort of kind of like where you could see silhouettes, but you couldn't really see in or out, but you could just kind of see maybe during the daytime some sunlight, that just kind of that it was bright, but you couldn't see in and you couldn't see out through this, but you could see sort of shapes on the other side. And I remember, you know, I'm in this place and it's nighttime, and you know, there was, I could see, you know, kind of somebody kind of creeping by this outside of this one window of this place that I was staying in. And, you know, I knew it was a prowler, probably a burglar, that was trying to, you know, come and check to see if they could get into this place. And while I was in that situation and I saw this out of the corner of my eye, and I was already kind of spending a little bit of time with God there during that time when I saw that. So what I did was I just went, "Thank you, Jesus!" And I heard this person on the other side of that just go crashing like into like some stuff that was around there, just banging into, knocking things over outside. And I was laughing. And then I just prayed. I said, "Father God, you know, all right, as I go to bed, I just pray your hedge of protection around this place where I'm resting right now." And 15 minutes later, I was in bed and I was asleep. Out cold. Slept brilliantly that night. Even though there was likely a burglar on the outside of that place. Because why? Because also, too, part of me inside knows, listen, so something gets exposed, and you pray. And when you pray, if you pray over your place is secure like Fort Knox. Even more so than Fort Knox. Because the angels of God will give his angels charge over you that you will not strike your foot against a stone. When you start trusting the way that the Word of God is above all, and you start moving in the power that God has put in you, you're going to start to see the manifestation of that. And oftentimes the manifestation of that is going to be when you're in the middle of situations that you've got to trust God. And God has you in the place that you are, so He will work with you. He will protect you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to know His voice. He wants you to move in that understanding that He's put inside of you. So when you pray and when you ask, and when you seek, and when you knock, when you ask, you receive. When you seek, you find. When you knock, the door is open. So you want to move in that path. You want to move in that journey. You want to know in whom you have believed, and you want to be persuaded that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. That's what you want. And it's there for you. But here's something too. You got to just be in mind that the world is always trying to get its meat hooks into your mind so that it can control your thinking, so that it can get you to doubt. So once you know that that's part of the game, you can be aware but not distracted. We've talked about this on audios before. Be aware but not distracted. Don't let that stuff get a hold of your mind and your thinking. There's different seeds that are scattered on different soil, the scripture talks about. You know, one where the birds came and snatched away the seed, it didn't take any root. Other ones that just grew up really quick and they were just, but they had no roots as well because it was shallow, the soil was shallow and they came up quick, but then they just died away. And then there's the ones that fell in the place with the weeds. And even though they grew, but it was the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world that choked them out and made them unfruitful. And that's the thing. When those other things there are sown into your life, and you allow them to grow up with you, the worries, the riches, and the cares of this world, the pleasures of this world, those things, they will choke out the life of God in you and make you unfruitful. So, those things, they have a potential to take away, to strip out that which God intends to be put into the fruit that would be growing out of your life. Instead, they want to strip out that life so that, okay, maybe you grow up to be that particular plant, but nothing gets produced because they've just drained out that life from you. That's what they want to do. But you, brother, you, sister in Christ, you are not destined for that. You can choose that, but you're not destined for that. You are destined to bear fruit and to bear fruit that will last. And how do you do that? Well, you trust the voice of God. You move forward in the way that He works with you. You listen to Him. You follow His directives. There's the things that He's explained and shown to you. And you allow Him to train you in truth and in godliness. Not man's thing, but His thing. However it is that He works with you. And as you move forward in that real dynamic relationship, you're going to meet incredible people on the way, incredible people that are going to be part of this journey. You trust Him, you look to Him, and it's just fun. It's an amazing journey, you guys. And we just want to encourage you in that. Hey, 20 on 20 is coming up. So, yes, you know, we've seen God just shaking everything that can be shaken, and we're seeing God continue to move in some of these things, and all of these things, but we need to continue to persist. You know, we are going straight for the tap root, straight for the very core of their system in those prayers and in those times together. That's why we pray together. We combine our faith. We combine our petition. So rally your friends. Bring people together on this. Bring people on point and pray. In Jesus' name we pray, because that is our source. And we pray for an end of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. We pray that God roots all these things out, reveals them for what they are, and destroys that satanic system in Jesus' name. Join us in prayer coming up pretty soon. So, you know, just a reminder of that. The 20th is coming up not too long from now. So, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. Bye.